had a delay just due to some technical difficulties, but Chair, we are now recording.
Good evening. My name is Dennis Martinez. I am the Chair of the Planning and Community Development Committee. Tonight in attendance is Councilmember Todd Sharp and Councilmember Armand Papillon and staff. Tonight's agenda, Monday, October 14, 2024, we have a item, Kent Valley Air and Space Manufacturing Roundtable Memorandum of Understanding. And speaking on that topic tonight is our Economic Development Administrator, Derek Speck. At this time, I will yield for Derek Speck and the presentation.
Okay, thank you, Chair. So basically, this item is to create what's called an industry roundtable, where basically you're getting people from, in this case, the air and space industry in the Kent Valley cities, the four cities that are in Kent Valley. The idea is that the industry representatives would be leading this. What are their needs? What do they want to collaborate on? And basically the cities of the Kent Valley, the four cities, and then the education districts would be partners, basically supporting that roundtable and seeing where the work, you know, where is it we're going to focus on. The city of Kent is leading this. They invited Tuckwell to participate. I thought it was a pretty easy thing to join and add on because we do have a lot of value in having air and space businesses in Tukwila. We've got some space-related businesses that have been invited to participate and have expressed interest in participating. So that's why we've got this in front of you. And basically that memorandum of understanding, you've got a copy of that in your packet. City of Kent drafted all that. Their council approved it. They're already routing it for signatures. They've asked if we would sign on to it. And what could come out of this, currently, we have not been asked to contribute any funding to it. And we've been clear that we don't have funding to contribute to it. What it would take is staff time to participate, then sometimes like elected official time, so the mayor or whoever. And then who knows what the future holds? We'll see what happens. If the businesses get together and we focus, they could focus on policy. They might say we would like a letter of support for some kind of federal or state advocacy. It could be educational things where it's basically like the industry with the education providers agree on, oh, we should do more of this kind of training or that kind of training. Or there could be other things that come out of it. So I'm happy to answer any questions. Our request is if you support this, to forward it to the future council meeting on the consent agenda.
Okay. At this time, we'll start with Armand.
Yeah.
Happy on for questions.
No, I think this is a great step in order to have a discussion about how do we create that connection between our residents living here and bring them into the workforce, into high, really great, high-paying quality jobs. But I did bring up a question, and this is brought up to Laurel. But is there a reason why Tukwila School District was excluded from this document?
There was no specific reason. I think all it was is Kent's been trying to pull all these partners together. I don't think they have a close relationship with the Tukwila School District. They invited us to participate maybe a couple of months ago. And so I think it's just a matter of they haven't gotten to that far yet. I don't think there's any reason why they wouldn't invite the Tukwila School District to participate. And so that's something I can certainly bring up and suggest to them.
Is that, would we do that through an amendment on this document, or would we bring that up sort of on the side and hope that they include the Tukwila School District?
I work a lot with the Kent Economic Development staff, mm-hmm. and they're easy to work with. And so I don't think we need like an official amendment. I think they would be thrilled to have Tukwila School District be a part of it. I think all we have to do is make an introduction and let them and the school district find time to talk.
That's my only recommendation is really to have Tukwila School District, I think, at the table instead of just being the spokesperson for the school district. I think it would be nice to include them at the round table.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you.
You said it's going to require some staff time. What are we looking at here?
It's hard to know. The Kent staff will do the lion's share of it. But as an example, you know, like of my time to pull all this together, there's probably 4 hours of time in all of this by the time you check everything and get everything in the hopper. When we work with our businesses, there's going to be time it takes with businesses. So for instance, and that will depend on just what work they want to have done. Like an example that came up is there's a business that is very small in Tukwila, but they have a very big goal. Their goal is New Frontier. Their goal is to create a spacecraft that can take off and land anywhere in the world in 2 hours. And it's amazing to think of, right? So, but one of the things they've asked for is they would like to do rocket testing closer than where they currently are doing it. And so this morning we had a whole email flurry with Kent and other folks about, yeah, well, where else could you test rockets in our area? So things like that, could that one request could be something where I end up spending over a year. I could spend like 10 hours, depending on where that goes. If it's like, let's do a legislative advocacy thing, you get all the other partners to collaborate. So I don't have a solid answer for your question of exactly how much time it'll take. This would end up not being our number one priority, and it would just, the amount of time would just fluctuate. My hunch is it's probably maybe 10 hours a month while the whole organization's getting formed, and then maybe another 10 hours every quarter once it's up and running, probably.
So, I mean, it says there's no financial budgetary impact, but you cost money.
Yes.
So your time spending on this takes you away from your primary duties as far as your normal job. So my concern is that you get pulled into this, and I imagine you'll be charging time to this. Like, I spent my day doing this, spent X amount of hours, when there could be other things that you should be focused in on. How do we figure out that this, something like this, this is just one project, but if you were to bring three or four of these, 10 hours, you said 10 hours a month, something like that, that's 30 hours a month. If there's two or three of these, it starts to accumulate.
Yeah,
that's a whole week spending on stuff that, I don't know, could there have been bad stuff better for your time that you could have been spent doing? So that's my concern with something like this. I get showing up to one of these meetings, providing maybe the table and the chairs, but if you're spending some real hours trying to manage this, I don't know if it's a wise use of your time. Is it that you're not busy and you need more work? And is this part of your normal job responsibilities? And if it is, then why aren't we not just doing that anyway? Why do we need this document here for you to do that? So that's the question. Let me give you the question again. If this is what you normally do, because this implies that this is something you normally, is not in your wheelhouse, that you normally don't operate and do, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this, that you could be more valuable, your time would be more valuable doing? Or is this part of your job? And if it is normal part of duty of your job that you normally have, whether you have this document or not, why do we need this document?
So let me start with the last part. Why do we need the document? So in terms of the MOU, is if the city of Tukwila wants to support the program, the reason for the MOU is so we can say the council endorsed it. And so then we can, you know, act on it. We can write letters of support for the program or things that come out of it. So that's why we would need the document if we participate. To get to the first part of your question, there is a lot of subjectivity in what my job is. And every day I'm weighing, oh, here's a request for this. Here's something here. How do you balance it? And there is no right or wrong. There is no absolutes. It's just, I'm using my judgment to try to figure out, well, what's a good use of time or not? And how does this achieve Tukwila's overall goals? So I look at this, and there are always people that want your time. And I'm always trying to like manage, you know, where we spend our time. The reason I support this one is because I do think that there's huge opportunity for the air and the space industry in the Kent Valley, when I think that benefits Tukwila. So it benefits us in a few ways. So first off, and also, We are not starting this. What I love about this is Kent's doing the lion's share of the work, and we are basically just tagging along. But like, they're going to hold the kickoff at the Museum of Flight. And Museum of Flight loves this. So the head of Museum of Flight, Matt Hayes, CEO, when I reached out to him to say, are there any businesses you recommend being part of it? He's all about it because he sees this. Because the industry, there's a synergy based on having a number of businesses that are doing the same kind of thing. So an example would be one of our businesses in Tuffalo called Starfish. And they're building satellites. And they want to build a satellite that can move other satellites. If they can work, if that thing will work, that'll be an amazing technology. And then they might just, you know, they probably only have 30 or 40 employees right now. But if that technology hits, they might, you know, each year they might double in size every year. So we can get more of those. And those would be good quality jobs. So, you know, Blue Origin being in Kent, these other businesses, I think there's a lot that we can leverage, both in terms of the quality of the jobs, the image. I think the image of these air and space businesses. So that's why, is this higher priority? I'm constantly changing between different priorities based on what the timing is. So an example would be earlier this year, when the Flood District Advisory Committee was meeting and making recommendations about their budget and their policies. So then I spent a lot of time that month on that because that was what the deadlines were. I'm focused on this right now because Kent's kicking off the roundtable, so that's why this is popping up now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, just one more thing. So there is a financial benefit to us doing this, and you're saying because there's potential in Kent for jobs or what? Or is it the businesses of Tukwila saying, hey, we need you there, City of Tukwila? Because that's to me would be enough for me to be like, okay, if our business residents are saying we need to be at the table and it requires this document to do so, then I'm more in favor of it than as opposed to just showing up and then spending hours on it and no one asked us.
So an example would be New Frontier, the company I mentioned about the aircraft that take land.
Push the satellites in.
So Bill Bruner, their CEO, he's very excited about this. And he's like, when I reached out to him, he's like, yes, we want to be a part of it. We need the city's help. We need this regional group. Your voice is louder when it's a region. Like in his case, they're trying to find a place where they can do their rocket testing closer. Their business is in Tukwila, but they can't do the rocket testing in Tukwila right now. And so that's an example of how I think there's a lot of benefit. And it's not just for businesses in Kent. Those businesses in Kent employ people that live in Tukwila. And those businesses in Kent have people that are shopping in Tukwila. So we live and die as an economy here. And so that's why I think this is important.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So a couple comments. So I'm going to tailgate on what you said, Derek. You know, your title is the Economic Development Administrator. You know, you search for stuff like this lands in your lap or whether you search it one or the other.
Sure.
But the New Frontier, the
Starfish,
Museum of Flight, you know, all of them have aerospace, you know, aspirations, you know, continued aspirations for better development. And I'm going to speak on Armand's thing about education. We also have Riseback, you know, aviation school. You know, they deal with, you know, with Tukwila students and students throughout the, you know, the valley in, you know, dealing with aviation. So to me, this is a good thing for the City of Tukwila because we have a learning institution that has already been doing this, that was funded privately to be built. And as a matter of fact, it's built right next to the Museum of Flight. That's the demand for the aerospace technology in our community. So I think this is a good idea. I do know that that once this is up and running, you will spend some time on it. And I understand that because it's no different than that ATOP, you know, the nonprofit that bought the Econolodge. You know, there's a lot of time being spent there. This right here is generating revenue, potential revenue generating opportunities for our residents employment opportunities for our residents and also educational opportunities for our our young Tukwilians. So I think this is a good deal. I do like the memorandum of understanding, because I know at least with this one, they mentioned Auburn, Kent, Renton, Tukwila. You know, so I mean, it's just not Kent. You know, they've reached out to other communities as well as us. We are fortunate that we do have the Museum of Flight, Wheelhouse, and the Reisbeck, you know, Aviation School. So I think this is a good idea, and I am all for this 100%. I will say that, you know, that Armand made a good point, you know, that maybe have somebody touch base with, you know, with Tukwila School District, but because of the Aviation School in our community, I think that might be, you know, something that to be addressed as well. But I think that just, that'll fall right into place. But I'm all for this. Do we have a consensus to move this forward?
You have a consensus? No, you have a majority approval for it. So.
All right. So we do have majority approval to move this forward to the consent agenda on the 21st. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any more information that you two would like to know beforehand? Okay. All right. Okay. Good enough.
When you adjourn the meeting, then I'll stop recording after that.
Okay. And we have item number two under miscellaneous. Do we have anything under miscellaneous from staff?
No.
No. Anything from elected officials? Okay. At this time, we will adjourn the meeting at 5:54.